Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That's the Devo Band. It's one of the many hundreds of bands playing at the South by Southwest conference right now. Many people know that conference for its music, but in fact, it's actually one of the trendiest places to talk about technology this day, and is especially one of the best places, people say, to introduce new technology. Dave Lifson joins us now to talk about tech startups. He's the CEO of the tech startup Postling, currently in Austin, Texas, for the South by Southwest conference. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
I think that the launch of Foursquare and Twitter, especially at South by Southwest, has helped to contribute to the conference's reputation as a tech startup place. Is it deserved?
Absolutely. It's Foursquare is actually built for South by Southwest. It was amazing how well it solves everyone's problems here.
Well, they also have, I understand, another tech startup that allows you to use your smartphone as an ID badge, which would solve another problem at South by Southwest, right?
Yeah, so there's a couple startups that are New York-based that have done extremely well here. So GroupMe is one of them. It allows you to have a virtual chat room with your friends over your mobile phone, either through text or your app. So people are using that to coordinate where to get brunch, where the hot party is. Hashable is another New York City startup. They're trying to replace the business card. So all the networking that's happening here, instead of having to exchange pieces of paper with each other, you just simply virtually send your contact information over your iPhone app or Android app.
And
doing great.
There's some others, too, like Moodfish. That's where you can type in how you feel, and then it suggests entertainment near you that would feed into your emotional state of mind at that moment.
Amazing, yeah. When you walk around here, you realize just how many startups are trying to capitalize on the tens of thousands of tastemakers that have shown up here.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, there's always the chance that because it has become such a trendy place for tech startups, that there's too many of them. There's too much noise going on, and it's hard to raise your voice above the crowd there.
Yeah, it really does take a lot these days, and it's turning into people are spending more and more money on parties to try and get noticed, or hiring more and more pretty girls in T-shirts to try and get attention.
So at this point, let me just ask you, is this going to become kind of the Oscars or the Sundance Festival, where what's really most important is happening at these late-night parties afterwards?
So that is definitely true in terms of networking. However, the deals that are getting done between investors and startups are still happening during the day.
Well, then that would suggest that South by Southwest has become kind of the authority on tech startups, that someone's going to have to launch a Sundance as the alternative to the Oscars in the South by Southwest context, right, Dave Lifson?
Absolutely.
All right. How is your tech startup Postling doing?
Oh, we're doing great. So we provide a unified social media dashboard for small businesses, making it possible for them to do all of their social media in 5 minutes a day.
Wow.
We've hit 15,000 merchants all over the world and in the U.S., and really trying to make life easy for very, very busy small business owners.
Although I think the average American probably spends more than 5 minutes on social media every day. Dave Lifson, CEO of the tech startup Postling. He's currently at South by Southwest, catching some of the bands, I hope, in addition to networking with all the other tech people. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.